Chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of David and the line of David. They went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them available. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born. To you, he is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." Then the angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said one to the other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried along and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had heard and what they had seen about the child. And all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they were told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Christmas. will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And shall call his name Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came to be a human. Jesus, fully God and fully human. He came to be with us. On this holy night, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came as a little baby. A little baby that would grow up to save the people. Save people like you and me from our sins. Save so that we could be with him forever. Now, this holy night that Jesus came to be with us was first announced. The great news that was there, the angels announced it to the shepherds. And the shepherds, they had to decide, are we going to believe in this news? How are we going to respond? And what they did, we saw in this video, an idea of it, they ran. They were so full of excitement that they were like, what's happened? We have to go see for ourselves what has happened. And they were so full of joy, and they found this baby Jesus, just like the angels had said, just like the angels had sung, glory to God in the highest. And these shepherds were just left to wonder what was going to happen next. But they were so full of excitement that after experiencing Jesus Christ, Jesus the baby, they went and they told people about Jesus because they were excited about this good news that was for all people, like what the angels had said. And they wanted other people to have this joy as well. And 2,000 years later, we have a similar circumstance where we have this opportunity to see Jesus. Now, not in the flesh like he was then, but we can see and experience. We can be with Jesus because he is not just God, but he's also a person. 100% God, 100% person. And so Jesus, we can see him with our spiritual eyes, we can see him and be with him, and we can be filled with Jesus to tell other people the good news about what he's all about. He's about saving people from their sin. So this good news of Jesus wasn't just for a long time ago. This good news of Jesus isn't just for some people. This good news about Jesus wasn't just what we talk about at church. It's this good news of Jesus is for all people everywhere to be talking about all the time. And I know it's easy to talk about other things. But when we're excited, when we're filled with joy, when we're filled with the good news of Jesus, then we talk about what's exciting. We want to share that good news with others. And I know during this time of year, how can we share this good news of Jesus with others? Well, there's this one kind of candy that's sold almost exclusively at Christmas time. I mean, 90% of candy canes are sold leading up to Christmas. In fact, if you want a good deal on candy canes, wait a few more days and you can probably find some 50% off boxes or even 75% off boxes. But a candy cane is a great way to remember what Jesus did. And so at Christmas, we can remember what Jesus did for us on thousands of years ago, 2,000 years ago, on that Easter Good Friday and Easter Sunday, we can celebrate that. But without Christmas, there's no Good Friday, there's no Easter. So all of those have to come together. And we celebrate Jesus, the God that came to be with us, the God that came to teach us how to live a holy and pleasing life to God, how to love each other, how to be kind to each other, how to work together, and most of all, how to love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And Jesus taught us those things. But his mission wasn't just to teach. His mission was to show. Because Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And so what Jesus did is he willingly died on the cross. He willingly paid the price for the sins of all people. And so at Easter, we can think about this candy cane. We can think about this candy cane as a way to remember what Jesus did and who Jesus is. Now, if you notice a candy cane, the shape of it, it looks kind of like a shepherd's staff. And a shepherd's staff is to remind us a few things. First of all, the shepherds were the first ones to hear about the news of Jesus Christ being born. And they were also the first people to go out and tell other people this good news. Shepherd was also a sign. Jesus called himself the good shepherd. Jesus called himself the good shepherd, the one that would leave the 99 and go to find the one lost sheep. Now, I don't know about you, if you're the lost sheep, do you want to be found? Do you want Jesus to come find you? Jesus is the good shepherd, and he said, as a good shepherd, the sheep know my voice. Do we know the voice of Jesus? Now, Jesus was the good shepherd, but also if you turn this the other way, it's the letter J. Oh, there we go. The letter J. The letter J for Jesus, of course. And Jesus, he's the one that we can remember. He's the one that we celebrate Christmas is all about. There's lots of ways that we can celebrate Christmas, but often we can forget about what the real meaning of Christmas is all about, and it's about Jesus coming to be with us, to be the present that keeps on giving, the gift that keeps giving. And so Jesus is the gift. Now, if you notice, this candy cane is also, it's also white. I know there's two colors, but and some candy canes have lots of colors, but the original candy cane has two colors, and it's primarily, it starts with white. And white represents a purity, a perfection, how Jesus lived a sinless life. He lived a life, never one time did he say something inappropriate, mean? Did he think something wrong? Did he do something wrong? There was never one time that Jesus sinned. And so Jesus was white. He was like the perfect Lamb of God. Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God, and he was that white as snow. Now, the other color is red. And red, we celebrate a lot of red at Christmas time, but red reminds us of Jesus' blood. And that doesn't sound very nice, talk about blood at Christmas. But Jesus' blood paid the price for our sin. If we didn't have the blood of Jesus, we would all have no chance to be with him for all eternity. We would be without God because of our sin. Our sin separates us from God. And our sin is justified because what we do, we're against God. We've rejected God. And so our sin, actually, someone has to pay that price. And thankfully, Jesus, because of his righteousness, he offers this free gift of salvation. He went to the cross to die for you and me. And so that blood that was shed on the cross, that was the payment. That was the payment that we all need. Now, we don't have to accept the gift of salvation. Jesus died for you and for me, but he doesn't force himself on anyone. He offers himself. And so this red reminds us of Jesus' blood that covers our sin if we choose to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior of our life. And something else about the red is it also has stripes. Now, some candy canes have different looks to them, but the original has three small stripes of red and one thicker stripe of red. And there's different ways of what that could mean. And some said that it could mean the how Jesus was beaten, how he was whipped, he was hit with lashes, he was whipped. And he did that because that was part of the payment for the sin that he was going to pay for us. Also, there's other ones that said that these three represent the triune God, Jesus, the Son, God the Father, and God the Spirit, and how they work together, and how they remind us that it's not one God, or it's one God and three persons. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit if we trust Jesus with our life. And so we have the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. But let me ask you this. Think about this for yourself. Why did Jesus do this? Why did Jesus lovingly do this for you, for me? Because he could have just come as a king. He could have come and just set up his throne like an earthly king. He could have told people what they have to do and told us all to get in line, told us all, this is what you guys got to do, and if you're not going to do it, then sorry, you're not in with me. You're not in with the Father. But know what Jesus did? He wants to be in relationship with us. And so what he did is he puts two candy canes. Okay, he didn't put two candy canes. I put two candy canes together. But Jesus, when we put two candy canes together, it reminds us of why Jesus did this. Jesus died because of love. Because this was the greatest way that he could show his love for the whole world. This was the only way we really needed to be loved by the problem that we have with sin. And so what Jesus did is he laid down his life in submission to the Father. And he did this for you and me. But then again, he doesn't force this on anyone. He only offers his gift. And so, wouldn't it be wonderful at Christmas for the first time to ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life? Wouldn't it be amazing to remember Christmas was the day, or Christmas Eve was the time that I said yes to Jesus, that I want to be in relationship with Jesus, that I want him to give me a new heart, for him to give me a new life, for him to transform me and to show me how much he loves me. And that's what I want to invite you to do. I want to invite you to accept the free gift of salvation. Now, maybe you've done that before, and hopefully everybody has. But those that haven't accepted Jesus, have never asked Jesus to be the Lord of their life, the way you do that is kind of simple. It's admitting that I'm a sinner. Admit to God that I have sinned and I have fallen short of his standard. And there's nothing I can do apart from God. And so just admit that you're a sinner and ask for forgiveness. And he always says yes. He always wants to forgive. He always says yes. And so that's such an easy thing. Ask just to confess our sins. And then we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't stay dead. It's not Good Friday because he died. It's Good Friday because he died and then rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. That we celebrate Good Friday and Easter together. Jesus came on Christmas. He died as a man and 3 days later rose from the dead victoriously. And so we can ask Jesus to forgive our sins, to to give us a new heart, and we can ask Jesus to be the Lord of our life, believing in our heart that he died for our sins, that he rose from the dead, and that we can have a life with Jesus. When we confess and believe that Jesus is the Lord and we ask him to be in charge of our life, that is what it means to have accepted the free gift of salvation that Jesus offers to you and me. And so that's what he offers. He offers you a new heart. And I hope that as you think about candy canes this Christmas, I know there's only a day left, really, before National Candy Cane Day. I heard was on Thursday, when everything's 50% off. Get a box of candy canes and remember Jesus' love for you. Remember that Jesus is the good shepherd, that Jesus is the one who paid the price for your sin and for my sin. We could ask, you know, someone's going to have to pay the price. So are we going to have Jesus pay the price, accept that free gift? Or are we going to pay for the price ourselves and be separated from God for all eternity? So Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the one that paid the price for our sins with that red, that blood, and then white. He makes us white just like him. It's not just that he's white, that he's perfect and pure, but then when we are forgiven, we also become like white like snow. And so that is for us too, because of God's righteousness, because of what he did. And so I want to also just let you know that after the service, we have some candy canes out there. If you would like to grab one and eat it right then or eat it later, but remembering the love that Jesus showed and the relationship that he invites you into, it's not just for one time right now, it's for all of your life to trust him, to look to him, to let him lead you, to let him guide you. In Isaiah, I read it from Isaiah earlier, but still in Isaiah, so several hundred years before Jesus was born, it says this in Isaiah 53. It says, "Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. By his wounds, we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as sheep before the shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth." This is a picture of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid the price for your sin, for my sin. He did this out of love because he wants to be with you. He wants you to be with him. He wants you to have a new heart, to trust him. He wants you to experience how he is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And so if you have not done that before, I want to just ask you to close your eyes right now and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you paid the price for my sin. I believe that you are the Son of God. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins and make me as white as snow. Lord, I thank you that you are the God who is with me. And so, God, I ask you to be the Lord of my life, to be the Savior of my life. I accept your free gift of salvation. I trust you with my life. Give me a new heart. Give me a heart that runs after you, not runs off on our own way. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer, I'd love to talk to you about that later, or talk to someone else that's your family or friends. Tell someone about how you accepted Jesus on Christmas Eve. And if you're still not sure, talk to someone that you came with. Talk to me. Talk to one of your friends. Talk to someone that knows Jesus. We'd love to sit down and open the scripture with you. We'd love for you to know Jesus and have the joy that he is. And if you've accepted Jesus a long time ago, and you've kind of drifted away, you've gone your own way, then it's not too late to come back to Jesus. So I just want to encourage you, no matter where you are with Jesus, he always has his arms open wide. He's always ready to say, I forgive you, I accept you, I love you. And he showed us that by his love on the cross. And so on this night that we celebrate, the O Holy Night, the night that Jesus was born, that's the night that we can remember that Jesus came to be with us so that we could be with him. And I just want to invite Ellen and Kylie to come forward. They're going to sing a song about how Jesus came, not just as this baby, but also as a king.
This song is really special to us, and we're thankful to share it with you tonight. Just want to encourage you to listen to the lyrics, that they speak of this king that came as a helpless baby, and he could have come in all his glory and in all this majesty as a king could do, and yet he came in a humble place. And Kylie and I want to just share a short word of just how that baby Jesus isn't just a tradition we celebrate at Christmas time, but he is still changing hearts today. And so I just want to turn over to you for a second.
Yeah, so for me, I used to struggle a lot with insecurities and comparison, especially throughout high school and my first couple years of college, but Jesus. Ever since then, I just have just noticed such a difference in my life after accepting him and really like giving my whole life to him. I have more joy in my life, and it's, you know, I know that, and he's been teaching me that I can just find my identity in him and not in other things, and that he loves me no matter what, and that just has really brought a lot of joy into my life.
Thanks, Kylie. For me, I'm just so thankful that Jesus is a God who not only saves but delivers us from all kinds of kind of prisons, really. I've been freed from anxiety and depression and worry, and I know many others that have. And so I just want to encourage you tonight, if you're in that spot where you came in here with burdens, he is the great healer, not only physical pain but emotional pain and mental distress. And he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And just want to encourage you as we sing this, our prayer is that your heart would echo the chorus of the song, glory be to you, King who reigns from a manger throne. And just want to also encourage you, if you don't know Jesus personally, like Luke has challenged us, that he is calling you. And so whatever response you want to do during this song, just let him move you regardless of what other people may think. Just respond to him as he leads.
You could have stepped into creation with fire for all to see, brought every tribe and nation to their knees.
Arriving with the host of heaven in royal robe and crown, the rulers of the earth all bowing down.
But you chose meekness over majesty, wrapped your power in humanity. Glory be to you alone,
King who reigns from a manger throne.
My life, my praise, everything I own to Jesus, the King on a manger throne.
You could have marched in all your glory into the heart of Rome, showed them splendor like they've never known.
But you wrote a better story in humble Bethlehem, Creator in the arms of common men. You will die for our redemption, and you'll rise so we can live. Glory be to you alone, King who reigns from a manger throne. My life, my praise, everything I own to Jesus, the King on a manger throne.
From heaven to the cradle, from cradle to the cross, let heaven and nature sing, this is our King.
But the grave couldn't hold him,
our God is overcome. Let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. From heaven to the cradle, from cradle to the cross, let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. But the grave couldn't hold him, our God is overcome. Let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. All hail the King, all hail the King, all hail the King.